Laundry day was never this much fun. Now here's a note for the very dim. Although every question in these very personal problems is a genuine plea for help from some desperately sad tosser, our witty, literate answers are entirely satirical and not to be taken seriously. Hey, how are you?
Hi, beautiful. How are you? I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Well, guess what? I've got white wine and lemonade. What have you got?
I have white wine with ice cubes.
So,
I'm drinking the white because it makes me think of you. Because I know that you only drink white wine, so I thought I'd be white so that we're kind of drinking the same thing so I can taste you.
Yeah, well, you know that I like to spit it somewhere, don't you?
Yeah.
We're naughty. Have you heard any of my dirty laundries?
Have I heard the word?
Have you heard the word?
That is the word. That
was hysterical. I've still got that video. I still have that video.
On your phone, where I'm driving and we're singing like weirdos.
Yeah. But for those of you who don't know,
what happens when they give us a bunch of free wine at the restaurant?
I know. Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you know what? You've not even introduced yourself yet, and we're already talking about our escapades.
I'm Charlotte Stokely, and I am a porn star, actress, and model. Hello.
And she's also a little bit goofy, like me, because we like to mess around and we get very drunk. And
Forever.
Tell them the free wine story.
We, Jo came to the States and she stayed with me in Los Angeles. And we went to a lovely Italian restaurant and we, of course, ordered the most expensive white wine on the menu. And the waiter brought it to us and opened it for us and brought us another bottle. And then at the end of the meal, we weren't charged.
Yeah.
And they kept bringing us wine, and they just kept bringing us full glasses of wine. It was like, it wouldn't stop.
Oh, that was the first time. And then the reason why we're singing The Bird Is the Word is because I can't remember where we'd been, actually. Had we just been shopping or something? I can't remember. And we were in the car and we were singing, but I'm going, have you heard? Have you heard? The bird. Anyway, whatever. And this guy in the car next to us saw us. Funny. But anyway.
You have to see the video to understand how ridiculous we were. Like, heads bouncing side to side, like, bouncing around in the car. I'm, like, all up in her face, and we got the camera zooming in and out. It was just hilarious. I mean, the guy at the red light next to us, I don't think he even had the slightest clue what was going on.
He thought we were having an he thought we were having an epileptic fit, I think.
Kind of.
But anyway, have you heard any of my Dirty Laundry radio shows yet, Charlotte? No, you haven't.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not.
Oh, well, it's all a surprise for you then. Right. I have got the most ridiculous questions asked about sex, okay? And we take the piss of it. We take the piss of people. So, I mean, you can give genuine advice if you want, or you can just have a laugh at them, because that's what I do.
Well, okay. I love to help people, so, and I love sex, so let's give it a try.
Okay. Okay, the first one is from Susan from the UK, and she says, I have had heaps of sexual relationships with hundreds of men, and I have been in my current relationship for over 3 years, but I haven't had an orgasm yet, even with the other men. Do I have a problem? And if so, what should I do about it? I'm scared of telling my partner in case he thinks it's his problem. What would you say to that one?
Well, first of all, is the sex enjoyable? Because you definitely can be aroused and have sex and it not be enjoyable. The main thing I could say is you just really need to relax. It's It's difficult to have an orgasm if you can't just relax and let go. Maybe take something for your adrenal glands, like I recommend Shizandra or ginseng. It's actually fantastic for men, and it helps them with orgasms and when they're stress-related. I would try supplementing something like ginseng or Shizandra.
Cool. Well, you've given the good advice there. Well, I'm going to be a little bit of a bitch. And I'm going to say that she's saying that she's had relationships with hundreds of men. Maybe she's just not been with them long enough, you know, because I start to enjoy sex more when I'm linked to them mentally. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, is she going straight to sex or is she having foreplay?
Maybe she's just going straight to stimulation.
You need the neck kissing and the compliments, and a little bit goes a long way with, like, kissing the neck. And I mean, don't stick your tongue down her ear, that's repulsive. But maybe she can fantasize about other things while she's having sex with them. Or some people, they take a vibrator and they get themselves warmed up before their partner even comes over, or before it's even, you know, you bring yourself to that point of arousal and then you have sex. And maybe that would help her to masturbate.
Maybe.
Please herself, get herself worked up to it.
Oh, maybe she's just been going with men that have willies the size of jelly babies instead of having one with a nice, big, thick cock.
Well, you know, the bigger the better.
Janine from the USA says, I often have a very unpleasant and pungent vaginal odour, but I don't have strong body odour. I'm very hygienic and use dozens of over-the-counter remedies, including bacterial sprays and sanitary douches and perfume vaginal washers. Do you know what might cure the problem? She's got a smelly cunt.
Okay, all right, smelly girl from USA. The first thing I recommend is do not use a douche, do not use scented soap, and do not use antibacterial things. That actually only makes the problem worse.
Yeah.
When you're killing all the bad bacteria, you're killing your good bacteria as well. And it just leads to more problems. It leads to more yeast. I would recommend stay away from sugar. And if you do need to douche, get some real apple cider vinegar or colloidal silver or something and put it in a douche with water. All these scented things only cause more problems. They really, really do.
They do.
So stay away from the sugar, stay away from the douches and the scented soaps. And I highly recommend taking a good probiotic. Company Jarro, they make something called Femdophilus. It's like Acidophilus, but for the vagina. She can also take something called chlorophyll. It's a great secret used among porn stars because, you know, we go down on each other all the time. Chlorophyll, it's the green stuff that comes from plants, and it's a natural body deodorizer. And it's very inexpensive. And it makes your pussy taste good.
I wasn't aware of that. I need to look for that then. Not that I do not have a smelly cunt, by the way, people. I do not have a smelly cunt.
I will vouch for Jo. She has a beautiful, non-stinky vagina. I know this. We've only had sex like 5 or 6 times. That I can remember.
The first night we met, actually.
She abducted me
from Carrie Ann's party.
She put a strap-on and fucked me in the ass.
Did? Can we tell them that? Are we allowed to say that? You don't want that revealing. You didn't want that revealing.
Well, there are certain things about that night that don't need to be told, but yeah.
No. Certain elements of that do not need to be told. But I thought you didn't want to tell people that you'd had your anal virginity broken.
Well, you know, it only happened twice. Both times with you, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count when you're drunk.
All right, then, it doesn't count when you're drunk. Okay, all right. Do you know what? That's really funny that you've mentioned that, because the next problem is from someone about anal sex. So... These ones.
I'm not an anal sex queen at all. It's no. I don't ever like ask for it. I'm actually kind of terrified of anal sex. I just think it's horribly scary and
It does actually hurt, despite what people say. It does hurt. But anyway, here is Kat from Chigwell in the UK. She says, "My husband has been pressing me to engage in anal sex, but I don't feel at all comfortable with his request. It seems too dirty and animal-like. But as a good Christian father, Xavier says, I should submit to his desires. Please help me reconcile these two viewpoints." What is she talking about, Christian father Xavier? What? What's she talking about? But anyway, let's talk about our anal...
First of all, I know a lot of girls whose husbands try to pressure them into anal sex. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. And you know what? Maybe you find a vibrator the same size as his dick, and you could shove it in him, and when he's fine with it, he can shove it in you. I mean, isn't that what relationships is all about? You both do it together.
Yeah.
And okay. I think, you know, it is dirty if you were to get fucked in the ass and then he puts it in your vagina, because then that could lead to, bacterial vaginosis and things. But
I think you should
stick it in his ass and see how he likes it.
Oh, my God, definitely. God, I love all that. So I think you're going to get me wet. You're going to get me wet now talking about that. Oh. No, but my view on anal sex is... I used to have it, years ago, but I haven't for a long time because, it hurts at first and, it does feel good sometimes, but there comes a point when you just think, do you know what, I don't want my arse turning inside out, thank you very much. You know what I mean? You know when you get that, have you seen the pictures, and you've seen the movies, obviously you have, where the arse is basically turning itself inside out from too much...
God, you don't even know, like, some of my porn star friends who win awards for anal sex scenes, like, they're famous for it, they poop themselves in the middle of the day. Oh. They can't hold it in anymore because the muscles that are giving out from getting rammed with all these huge cocks. Mm. And it's sad, and I do not want to be in a diaper when I'm 40 because someone wants to fuck me in the ass all the time.
Exactly. And what was I going to say? Yeah, let's finish this then, what we were saying about... I did not fuck you in the ass with it, remember?
Okay, well, you're right.
Okay, it was a DP. I broke your DP virginity, so...
There was a man involved.
There was a boy involved, yes.
Okay, but you did have a strap on.
I did. We christened the strap on, actually. It was a Joanna Angel one, and it was fantastic, wasn't it?
Oh my God, the best strap-on in the world. Joanna Angel makes the best stuff. So you had the strap-on and you were sitting on my couch and I was sitting on your cock while someone was behind me fucking me in the ass. Okay, the cat's out. That's what happened.
Yay!
Next day we did it again.
Then we did it again. Or did we sleep the next day? I don't remember. What?
Did we do it when you were here just recently?
No, we didn't DP, no. Did we? We got some toys out, but we didn't DP. I don't remember. I was very drunk that first night I got to your house. Very drunk.
Well, you know, it's funny because the first thing, when I go to pick you up, the first thing we did was we went to the grocery store and we bought wine and strawberries.
We did. We had strawberries and wine. We did, because I just broke up with... someone, and you came and picked me up at the hotel, and we thought, right, we need to get drunk, we need to have champagne and strawberries, and we need to have a good night in and whatever. So we got absolutely shit-faced, didn't we? And then we fucked.
And then we fucked. yes we did.
We got fucked and then we fucked. Yeah.
What a great trip. We always have fun when you come stay with me.
I know. I wish I could have stayed longer, but I couldn't. But
No worries.
That'd be another time. I want to play some music now.
You know what, baby? I'm feeling horny, and I want to hear my baby girl Peaches.
Is that the Fuck the Pain Away?
Yeah, that's a great one. I love it. Fuck the Pain Away.
I fucking love that, you know. There was an awesome porn clip that I saw ages ago, and it had that soundtrack to it, and I thought, yeah, fucking Fuck the Pain Away, bitch.
The Peaches, the CD, it's like 11 tracks, and I actually play that when I webcam. That's my webcam soundtrack. I'm only double A, but I'm thinking triple A.
Titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches, what else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches. What? Huh? Right. What? S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. I-U-D, S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. I-U-D, S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. Sucking on my titties like you wanna be, calling me all the time. Like Blondie, check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches, what else is in the teachers of peaches, huh? What? Fuck the pain away. 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 What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches. What? Right on. Fuck the pain away. 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 Fuck the pain away.
Charlotte Stokely, porn star, model, and she's also done some mainstream movies too. What have you done? You've done Black Diamond, haven't you?
Black Dynamite, yes.
Black Dynamite, sorry, not Black Diamond. Black Dynamite. Why do you think of Black Diamond all the time?
Because you got a big black dick on your mind, girl.
Maybe. So, tell me about that one.
Black Dynamite's great. It's with Michael J. White and Arsenio Hall and some other fantastic actors. And it's a blaxploitation. It's a spoof. It's a great comedy. It's got action. It's got karate, drugs, bitches, explosions. And it's got me, and I'm one of the first scenes, and I'm actually Black Dynamite's bitch.
Yeah.
So you actually see me having sex with him and two other girls. The funny thing is that it's supposed to be that he's, like, inside all three of us at the same time. You don't really understand that in the movie, but that was hilarious. It was a lot of fun doing, and the movie is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I want to see it.
It was actually on cable the other day. I love it. I highly recommend it.
Well, I'm going to actually buy it because
you see my boobies. Well, you can come over here and I'll reenact it for you.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
You make me horny, baby.
I love your voice.
Oh. I love yours. I love your pretty putty. Your pretty putty cat. I said I love your pretty putty. That's putty, as in putty cat. I'm going to move on to another problem now. Okay. Because we're getting
it's
a little
funny, whenever I use my vibrator, I have to lock my cats out of my bedroom because my cat thinks that I'm purring. She comes over to me, she's like, oh, hello there, and she starts purring. I'm like, go away, woman. Leave you alone. This is mommy time.
We're going to help Jennifer from Michigan now, or Michigan, should I say, not Michigan, Michigan. She says, this is a weird question, although I'm not sure if you've heard it before. I'm not complaining at all, but when I masturbate, I go on for what seems like forever. I always have multiple orgasms. One time she had 11. But when her boyfriend makes love to her, she only has one. Is it normal to have so many orgasms?
Yes. It is for me. I've had during sex, I've had between 7 and 10 orgasms in a row. It was like a massive fireworks show. And then when masturbating, I could go until I rub myself raw. I think the most I've had an orgasm was like 25 times.
No.
And that was over about 3 hours of masturbation.
No way. No fucking way.
Yeah. I'm a multiple orgasmer. It's funny, I actually, for my birthday a couple years ago, I went to Vegas and I got a hooker. And,
I know you did. And
occasionally it's like the session's over once you come, you know? I mean, that's how it is for the guys, so that's kind of like how it is for the girls. And she's like, well, did you come yet? And I'm like, hell yeah, I did, like 8 times. She's like, you naughty devil.
I know, that makes me laugh when I'm asked, did you come yet? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, just because you're not, like, screaming and thrashing about on the bed or anything, it doesn't mean you've not come, does it?
Uh-uh.
You know? You can have the little ones where it's like, like, you know, you just make it a little, That's how I imagine the Queen to come. You know the Queen, Queen Elizabeth? That's how I imagine her coming. It'd be like,
I need some tea.
I'm like, oh, Philip.
Well, oh my god, if I was the Queen of England, I would have sex slaves. Just like, did you ever watch the show Spartacus, where they had slaves, and he would just grab a girl's hand and, like, put it on his cock and force her to stroke it while he's getting ready for his wife? I'm like, hello, that's awesome.
Dirty fucker.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move on to another problem now. I'm a happily married 32-year-old woman, and I have regular and varied sex with my husband several times a day, you lucky slut. However, I love masturbating to porn that I download from the net. So, when my husband is at work, It wouldn't be so bad if it was just a quickie in the shower, but sometimes I spend 3 or 4 hours a day pleasuring myself to mind-shattering orgasms that leave me so drained I can't face housework or getting the kids' dinner. But I just can't stop myself. What is her problem? What is the problem here? She's writing it as a problem. I'm thinking, what's the problem?
I'm still waiting to hear the problem.
She says, last week she took her rampant rabbit shopping with her and masturbated in the baby changing room. She's terrified someone will see her and she'll feel so guilty. Is she sick in the head? She wants to know if she's sick in the head for masturbating too much. Hello?
If she's masturbating with baby's toys, maybe, but not, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'll rub one out at the stoplight. I rub them out all the time.
I do it on a train. I do it on a fucking train.
I mean, I'll be watching the TV. I'll be watching, like, whatever, and I'll be like, oh, God, I'm horny, and I'll just do it. You just do it. I don't know.
I do.
I think that you definitely should stop complaining.
Definitely. Because I was reading it, I'm thinking, where's the problem? What is your problem, love? But fucking hell. What makes me mad is people who are in a relationship with someone, but they can't talk to them. They can't share what makes them horny. And that's that problem.
She has no idea that she watches porn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why?
Well, I'm sure that he would like to watch it too, no?
Mm-hmm. It's like,
I mean, usually the man would like to watch porn. Sometimes men don't like to watch porn if they have, like, self-esteem issues, depending on what type of porn it is. But I think that this could be a door to an even better relationship, you know?
I mean,
because it's not like she's masturbating all day to porn, and then when the husband gets home, she has nothing left to give him, because it sounds like they have a great, healthy sexual relationship.
Well, I was with a guy last... I wasn't with a guy as in, like, fucking a guy, but I was talking to a guy last night, and he was saying to me that he watches a lot of porn on the internet, and it pisses him off because he just wants his wife to watch it with him, and she won't. She's a bit of a prude. And I'm like, why? I don't understand how people can be in a relationship with each other and share the bills and share everything like that, yet they can't share what turns them on. You know?
So then why don't they make a video of themselves? Like, just set up it doesn't have to be like a directed thing or a scripted thing or a role play thing. Just set up a camera on a tripod and have sex in front of it. Just how you normally would, just forget about the camera and then later watch it together and it will turn her on.
I love that. I fucking love that. As soon as you get a camera, I'm like, I fucking love it. Because it just gets you even naughtier, doesn't it? I mean, you're not already, but it just makes you even worse because you just want to play up for it, don't you? And, you know, and start saying, oh yeah, let's do it this way, let's do it that way, and, you know, and...
You do want to make sure it's someone that you trust, though, before you do make videos with them, because you never know, like, what might happen to that video.
Well, you know what? I have videos of me and a certain person, but he's let videos leak of himself. Oh my God, you don't know this bit. I don't know if I told you this, but the person that I have videos of myself with has leaked a video and some photographs of himself sucking cock to Perez Hilton. You know Perez Hilton, that gossip guy?
Oh, Perez Hilton.
Hilton, yeah. He's actually leaked a video and pictures of him sucking cock to Perez Hilton on purpose. Yeah. For some stupid reason, I don't know why. He didn't need the publicity because his band's already big. He didn't need the publicity, but anyway, whatever. And it makes me worried because I think, oh shit, he's got videos of his... You know, if he's leaking all his sex videos and stuff, I'm like, how many have we got? I don't want that shit, you know? But whatever, anyway. I've got one from Pakistan here. Wasim from Pakistan says, I think I may have masturbated too much in the past. Now I am suffering from a disease that when I go to the toilet, I can't stop dribbling for a few minutes. Why is this happening? Please help me overcome this embarrassing problem. Now, what does he mean by dribbling? Does he mean he's dribbling piss or dribbling cum? What? I don't know.
That would actually be my first question, is what is dribbling? It also could be that, you know, he's getting older. Maybe he has, like, prostate issues and it's pushing on his bladder, and he's not having a full release of urine. Yeah. But then again, I have actually seen guys where they constantly come before they even actually ejaculate. It's like pre-cum, and it just comes out, and it comes out, and it comes out. So if it's something that didn't happen in the past, but it's happening now, I know that you can overuse things, you know, you can tire out muscles, just like with the whole having anal sex all the time, you know. I don't know. Maybe he should send us a picture.
Maybe you should, actually. Maybe you should. Do you want to play some more music?
Okay.
What do you want to play?
Radio! Who needs a radio? Ready, Lloyd? Mark? Ing? Sing? Ing? You know, Dumb and Dumber? It's the best movies ever. Alright, what do you want to listen to? Nine Inch Nails, Fuck You Like an Animal.
I have that on my iPod. Tell
me. Or like Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl.
Fuck you like an animal.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
she's playing Nine Inch Nails and I Wanna Fuck You. Actually, it's called Closer. It's called Closer, that song, by the way. And I'm back with Charlotte Stokely, and she's got a little friend with her. Who's your friend?
Can you guess?
Is it buzzing?
My vibrator. It's pink and it's sparkly and it vibrates. Yeah, I love it.
You've done some stuff for American Apparel, haven't you?
Yes, actually, I've been modeling for American Apparel for the last 4 years now, and they're a clothing company based out of Los Angeles, but they're sold in, I think they're in 70 different countries, and they're known for their very risque advertisements. You'll actually see advertisements of me topless in stores, wearing see-through bodysuits, and very erotic, very sexy poses, bent over and pantyhose and things like that.
Suggestive poses.
That's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because I get a lot of attention for it. I was on the news in New York talking about, oh, they've done it again. Charlotte Stokely's a slutty little girl modeling for American Apparel.
No.
I love it. I love it. They're a great company to work for, and they have a lot of clothes, man. A lot.
Did they call you slutty? Really? The news called you slutty?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's either MSNBC or CNN or I think it was MSNBC New York. And yeah, so American Apparel, so when I'm not making sex videos for my website or when I'm not webcamming and when I'm not doing fashion modeling and I'm not making movies, I like to... in my spare time study, I've been going to school now for a while to be a naturopathic doctor and a master herbalist. I hate the pharmaceutical companies, and I want to help people, you know, like instead of taking Viagra, I want to tell people to like take horny goat weed and Yohimbe and niacin and arginine, and I want to help people have erections longer and healthy, and you know, and like help girls know how to keep their vagina smelling pretty by keeping a natural balanced body. And I think health is sexy. I think the healthier you are, the sexier you are. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that turns me on more than a healthy, flexible little yoga girl. So I went to Italy for a few weeks earlier this month, and I've got to tell you that they've got a system that I love. Naked statues everywhere. I love it.
I know. I saw them. It's like gay porn. It's like early gay porn.
I sent you a picture of the David and Goliath statue where they're both naked and David has Goliath on his knees holding him by the hair and his face is like inches from
he's saying, suck that cock, bitch.
He's got this big club. It's where he's about to like club Goliath over the head. And you wrote a comment on my Facebook saying that he was like, suck my cock or I'm going to shove this up your ass.
Yeah, but that was totally the caption. That was the caption for the picture. Totally. It was like going, yeah, suck that cock, bitch, and I'm gonna shove this club up your fucking ass.
Yes. Oh my god, okay. And then, so, you know Michelangelo, the Statue of David?
Yeah.
They have the fake one out in a courtyard, and then the real one is actually in this academia museum. And so I was in this museum, and there's all these paintings, like these religious paintings everywhere. And there was a painting of this lady being held down by men. And they were pulling her teeth out with, like, pliers and, like, a hammer and stuff. And there was no caption for the photo. So I wanted to know what was going on. Was this an actual event in history? Who was this woman? So I went to one of the security guards. It was a man and a woman standing next to each other, and I said, excuse me, can you tell me what's going on? This woman, she's getting her teeth pulled out, and I don't know why. And they're like, what? What? A woman? Where? Show me, quick, where is this happening? And I showed them the picture, and they all started laughing, because they thought that someone was really getting their teeth pulled out in the museum. And I was like, no, it's in the picture. And so that was funny. And then, so I walked away, and later the girl security guard came back up to me and said, "Excuse me, are you an American actress?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am. Nice to meet you. I'm Charlotte Stokely." And she goes, "You know, my companion, my work companion, is a huge fan of yours, and he would love a picture with you." So I went back and I took pictures with this German security guard in Italy, and it was awesome.
Oh my God!
It's like, "Oh, you American actress, no?"
Oh my God, that's cool. That is so cool. So did you ever get the story behind the picture, though? Did you ever get the story behind the picture of the teeth being pulled?
They just said that women were prosecuted in lots of different ways. They didn't really speak English that well. But they were just saying that women, you know, if they're slutty or if they say blasphemy, that they'd pull their teeth out. Women were tortured. Damn religious freaks.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's totally crazy. I know. I thank God. I mean, I don't thank God because, you know, whatever. I'm just thankful that we don't live in a day and age where that sort of thing is still allowed to happen. I mean, I guess in some countries it is, but if someone pulled my teeth out, man, they would have a problem with me.
Well, I was thinking, I know it's like a horrific picture and everything, but I was thinking, well, maybe they're, because of the David and Goliath statue, and I'm thinking, yeah, gay porn, I'm thinking, well, maybe a little, in my twisted head, I'm thinking, maybe they were pulling her teeth out because they were all going to throat fuck her and they didn't want a bite in the cocks. I don't know. That's just my dirty head. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, some guys like it when you gum it. Take your teeth out and gum it. But it's a common joke, so yeah. Thinking about cock, are ya? I was just thinking about the drive on the way to the airport. Taking it home.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We were so smashed.
Drinking and driving. That's no, that's naughty. Bad influence. I blame you for that. Totally.
Whatever. I blame all the free booze.
I blame you for that. The free booze. I blame you for that. No, that was funny though, because it was my last night, wasn't it? And I don't know how it happened, but, you know, the same restaurant that gave us a free bottle of wine.
Oh, okay. So first we were looking for like a small place to just hang out. So remember we went to Paoli's.
Oh my God, with the old guy with the flashing thing on his body hat.
Oh no.
No.
We went in this really small little bar and there's this like old man and he reminds me of the dude from Twin Peaks Firewalk with Me, like.
Yeah,
like
totally
psycho. And he's got this silver sequin jacket on with like flashing buttons on his shirt. And did he bark at us? He was like, oh, oh, oh. Like he was.
I can't remember.
He was meowing or barking or something. And then, so we're standing at the bar for like, no joke, like 10 minutes. And the waiter like wouldn't even give us a drink. And we were like the youngest people in there. It was all old geezers. And so we're like, well, screw this. So we left. And then you didn't have your ID on you, so we decided to go to that restaurant that I go to all the time.
Yeah.
Because we've already been there drinking, you know, and so they know you. And so we went there instead, and so first we opened a bottle and we started drinking the wine. And then we're like, well, we want to sit outside instead. So the guy's like, well, I'll take your wine out for you. So he brings out our wine, but instead of bringing out the bottle that we already drank two full glasses from, he brings us a brand new bottle. Mm-hmm. And then opens that. And then we're like, well, we want to go back inside now. Like 20 minutes later. So then they carry our wine first again to go back inside. And they bring us two brand new glasses of wine. So we've now had two full bottles of wine. And then they kept bringing us more wine. They just kept bringing it. And oh my God, it was, oh, what a crazy night. Oh my god.
But yeah, we also have something to eat though, because we thought, you know what, we might as well have something to eat while we're here anyway.
We weren't on empty stomachs, you know, we ate.
And yeah, but we decided, because I had to leave for the airport about 5:30 in the morning, didn't I?
Oh my god, don't
ridiculously early. Because I had to change. Alright, get your violins out, because I had to leave a month early than planned, blah, blah, blah. And the flights were, like, you know, limited, so I had to choose a really early flight and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I had to leave it, and we decided, do you know what, we're going to stay out all night. We might as well just stay out all night and go straight to the airport. And, yeah, so we were at the restaurant, we were getting all these refills of wine, we got our meal, and then at the end of the night, about 11 o'clock, was it? 11:30, something? They closed the restaurant, but had a lock-in, what we call a lock-in. It's basically, they closed the restaurant to everyone else, apart from a few people. And the few people were me and Charlotte. That was it. Private party. Private party for us two and the staff. And they were all over us. They were just, oh my God. It was like, and playing with drinks.
Can I take a picture with you? And
oh God, yeah. And then it, I don't really want to say what else happened.
I don't want to say anything else either.
We didn't. There was no sex performed. There was no sexual favors given. Let's just make that clear right now. Nothing like that happened. But it was kind. We were wasted. We were totally wasted. And let's just say I was performing rather well.
Oh my god.
Oh god. And Charlotte was being my little agent. You were being my agent, weren't you? You were getting off the money.
That's the way to call it.
You would be my pimp.
I was gonna say I was your pimp.
But you were my pimp, but I wasn't sucking anybody's cock or even touching any cock. There was no cocks involved, but whatever. Anyway, she was my pimp, handling all the money. Anyway, moving on. Here's a really funny one. Lorraine from Australia says, now this is really hysterical. I am pregnant with 38 alien babies. I've been pregnant for 3 years. My tummy is 238 centimetres long and I don't know what to do.
Oh my god. She needs to take a laxative.
Or she needs to get the vacuum cleaner up there and give herself a termination that way or something.
Oh my god. 38 alien babies?
And she's been pregnant for 3 years. That's hysterical.
She's pregnant for 3 years. The poor thing. Oh, that must be horrible to carry all that weight around for 3 years.
I know. I hope she's getting child.
Was it like artificially inseminated? Did she just wake up pregnant? Was she abducted and gang-raped by aliens?
Well, I'm just thinking, for 38 babies, I hope she's got the father's name on the birth certificate so she can get the maintenance off him. You know, the money off him for,
That's seriously.
That's funny.
I like this. You have a great show, and I'm having fun, so.
Totally.
Can I tell them about our video?
Go on, then.
Okay, so if you want to see Joanne and Charlotte having fun together, there's a video on my website, charlottestokely.com, and it's a video of us sucking on some cock. It's very fun. You should watch it.
And where else can we get hold of Charlotte Stokely? We can get you on Facebook.
Yeah, I have a... there's a lot of imposters, so the real Facebook would be the one that has the most friends, obviously. So I'm on Facebook, Charlotte Stokely. Pretty simple. And then my website, charlottestokely.com. I'm on StreamMate sometimes doing webcamming, but pretty soon I'm hoping to get the webcam going through my own website. So you'll just go to my website and pay like a one-time fee and you'll get the whole website membership and plus like a once a week webcam show or something. I haven't decided the details yet, but if you guys have any recommendations, email me. But yeah, you should watch some. You should watch Black Dynamite.
What?
And just look for, like, if you see an American Apparel store, go in there. Chances are I'm on the walls or in their advertisements. I'm always in, like, the LA Weekly and things like that. You could also dream about me. That's free.
But they do anyway.
And I do anything you want in your dreams.
Yeah. She's a dirty, dirty girl. And that's why the show is called Dirty Laundry, with three R's to emphasize the dirt.
I did an interview once for Bazaar magazine, which is in UK, right?
We get that. I love that magazine. Yeah.
So they, you know how they have like the little pull-out magazines inside it? Yeah. They did a story on me, and I was telling him about the whore's bath, which is when you're done filming a porno, like on a set, sometimes they don't have showers.
So you have a baby wipe. You're
filming it like in the middle of the desert, or you're filming in the mountains, yeah, or in a parking lot with a nice car or something. So what you do is you take baby wipes and you give yourself a whore's bath. You like wipe yourself off and you go home.
Did they not know what it was when you were being interviewed? Did they not know what it was?
No, he didn't. I have the magazine somewhere in a box of all my other magazines. But yeah, it was like, how about a... He was like, tell me something that people probably don't really know much about in the porn world. And I was like, well, how about a whore's bath? And he was like, oh, what's a whore's bath? You know, like three girls in a bathtub? I'm like, no, it's when you take baby wipes and you wipe and go. I just want to say thanks for having me on this show. And I'm definitely going to have to listen to the show now on a weekly basis, because it's quite funny, actually. And, of course, I love you, Joe. And I do want to take a quick second just to say thank you to all my fans, because without my fans, I wouldn't be where I am today. So thanks, everyone, for all your support and presents and emails. And yay!